So how's your Lent? With 33 days in, have you grown any closer to Christ? How is your personal encounter with Christ our Lord? For you know that's what this is all about. Coming to Mass, going through Lent, prayer. This is what it's all about. Lent specifically, and our lives in generally, are about establishing and growing in this relationship with Christ. It should orient our lives. And as a reminder, this personal encounter with Christ is the theme of year one of our diocesan pastoral plan, Encounter the Joy of the Gospel. You can read more about it on the diocesan website if you're interested. The pastoral plan also lines up with Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. Because at the heart of the Christian message is the joy of salvation, brought about by the incarnation of Christ in our world. Remember John 3:16, which you will hear again on Trinity Sunday in June. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Keep that in mind if you might have any questions about Jesus' motives, as I did in the gospel reading today. For in today's gospel, we see the kind of God that we are blessed to have a relationship with. But at first, he appears to be a little cavalier about his friend's illness. For Jesus does not physically join them right away. When he first hears about Lazarus' illness, he tells him that this illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And then he waits. Why? It seems a little cruel to me, in a way, to let your friend die to prove a point. I mean, how can a man who we will see cry for Lazarus later leave him to rot for 4 days in the tomb? And keep in mind Jesus' words in John 3:16. Jesus has a purpose in his actions, and we don't always see the purpose and the glory through all our pain. But it is there. And think a moment about Martha's words. Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Doesn't she express our faith? But doesn't she also express our pain and disappointment when God doesn't fix something in our world that we know he could if he wanted to? So here we are at this moment of time that all of us can relate to, those moments of doubt and pain when all of us experience from time to time. And what does Jesus tell Martha? Your brother will rise. There is hope. Now Martha's confused about the timing of this. She thinks he's talking about the resurrection on the last day. It's the way we might interpret that comment from Jesus today. So he clarifies. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And then he asked her, do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. And then what happens? After seeing the pain on Mary's face, Jesus finds out where Lazarus is, and he goes there. And then Jesus weeps. He tells them to take away the stone. And after being reminded of the stench, he reassures them with his words, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they roll away the stone. Jesus prays to God. And he calls Lazarus out, and out Lazarus comes. Today we are shown a God who is so close to his friends that he can't bear to see them in pain, for he weeps. The shortest verse in the gospel, and Jesus wept. Think about that. A God who cries with us. He understands the depths of our pain and the loss of a loved one. The one he loved was dead. His friend, Mary of Bethany's brother. This Mary, who anointed our Lord at Bethany with her hair, and Martha, who waited on our Lord. Think about the relationships at play here, the depth of the emotion, the humanity. And Jesus was there in their pain, just like he is with us in our pain. So why does Jesus weep? We can only really guess, but maybe he cries, as most of us would cry, at the death in a family that we love. And maybe he cries, as most of us would cry, at the loss of a friend. But perhaps he cries because he sees the power of death has over the people he loves, and maybe their lack of faith in him to overcome that. He tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. And at his resurrection, he will live out these words and overcome death. But what about that question to Martha? Do you believe that if you believe in Jesus, even if you die physically, you will live and never die? Think about that for a second, a minute, an hour. Our whole lives. What would our life look like if we acted like we will never die? That the end of our life here on earth is not the end of our story. Think about how that might orient our whole being. Think about for a moment the things we fear and how those things drive us at various points in our lives. But when I was a teenager, the poor opinion of my peers was my biggest fear. In my 20s, it was would I be able to support myself through life and find a love. In my 30s, it was being able to take care of my kids. In my 40s, my health. And now I turn more and more to the fear that I might not be living a life that demonstrates my love for God who redeemed me. Now, these fears aren't precisely partitioned off into those groups of years. I still have all these fears, but these are kind of the general way I experience them. And so today I reflect on how my life might have been if I had acted, if I really believed Jesus' words. I mean, all these fears that I mentioned and others, aren't they really a fear of death, of my death, of someone else's death, or the death of a cherished relationship? And doesn't Jesus remind us in Matthew 10:28, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Aren't most of our fears soul killers? Don't they rob us? Don't they take us out of the moment? For most of our fears are about the past and the future, not this particular moment. Right here, right now, and even in the hereafter, Jesus is telling us, don't fear the future. Don't fear death. Could it be he cried because he was watching all the joy he was capable of bringing us, being missed out by the very people who knew him best? Because it's joy that Christ brings us. The joy that we are so loved by God that God sent his only Son into the world to show us how to live. So, roll away the stone and be called out by Jesus from our own personal tombs, from our own soul killers, into the light and joy of Christ. Amen.